The opposition has welcomed the changes to the draft anti-discrimination bill. The opposition's communication spokesman is Malcolm Turnbull. He says as the bill stood, it was a threat to free speech. Mr. Turnbull has also welcomed the challenge of a September 14th election. He's speaking to our chief political correspondent, Sabra Lane.
Well, we're all pleased. I'm sure everyone who cares about free speech, which is almost all Australians, would be very pleased that she's recognised that the bill she was proposing was outrageous.
To the election date, do you think it was a blunder by the government calling this so early?
Look, I'm pleased that the government has announced it. I'll leave others to judge whether this was politically shrewd on the part of the Prime Minister. I'd have to say I don't think it will promote harmony on the Labor side that she had apparently no consultation with her cabinet.
The policy document that Tony Abbott released on the weekend has you on the cover. You're in the TV ads. Is that an admission from Liberal Party headquarters that you're pretty popular, your image is needed to balance up the negative feelings that voters might have against Mr. Abbott?
Well, you'd really have to ask them about that, but I am a member of the shadow cabinet. I have an important portfolio that will be significant in the elections. You know, we are not electing a president here. We are electing a parliamentary government. The Abbott government, if there is an Abbott government, will be run as a cabinet government. Tony Abbott is not going to be a presidential dictator, and he's certainly not going to govern in the way Kevin Rudd did, paying scant attention to his colleagues.
Okay, come September 15, the coalition's won, the NBN, what do you do? Stop work immediately?
No, of course not. We're actually going to complete the NBN, and we're going to complete it sooner, much sooner, and at much lower cost than Labor would have done. And that is our commitment. All Australians will have access to very fast broadband sooner and at less cost to the taxpayer and more affordably to them than they would under Labor.
But some IT experts say that your plan still relies on copper. Some argue that's already at the end of its useful life. Your proposal may well be cheaper, but it might leave the nation with a second or even third-tiered broadband system.
Well, then in that case, we'd be in very good company, wouldn't we? Because we've got most of Europe, most of North America in exactly the same situation. I mean, what a stupid thing these people are saying. I mean, copper, wireless, glass, all of these are technologies. This is not a religious issue. It is a question of being businesslike and getting the balance right, as I said. The problem with this debate is that it is proceeding in some quarters as a quasi-religious debate. It is not. This is just about business, it's about engineering, and it's about balancing, as I said, the service to be delivered, the cost of delivering it, and the time that it takes to deliver. Now, the problem that Labor's got with the NBN is the cost is stupendous. No cost-benefit analysis, no analysis prior to going into it. Huge cost, but worse still, it isn't happening, or it's happening so slowly.
Okay, the total cost of your project?
Yes.
What is it?
The total cost of our project, I cannot put a dollar amount on it, but it will be much less than what Labor will spend. I can't put a precise dollar amount on it, but I just want to be very clear about this.
But hang on for a tick. You're prepared to bag the government, but you're not prepared to tell voters exactly what your scheme's going to cost.
Sabra, what I can say to you is that the international experience is that fibre to the node costs between a third and a quarter of fibre to the premises, and it takes about a third to a quarter of the time to construct. Now,
Will you tell voters before September 14 exactly what your plan is going to cost?
We will tell voters that it will cost substantially less.
But will you give them an exact dollar figure?
Well, if Senator Conroy and Julia Gillard will open the books of the NBN so we can see all of the contracts to which they have committed, so that we know what they have committed to, then we could give a very definitive number. But the problem that we face up...
But still not a yes or no. Will you give
Sabra,
a full figure by September 14?
Sabra, your persistence is admirable, but it's not reasonable. The problem that we face, that everyone faces, is that the NBN Co. has an attitude to disclosure that would do credit to the Kremlin. We do not have access to the financial details of this business. We don't have access to the contractual commitments they've got. So we will inherit a great many costs and commitments that we don't know about now that will impact on what the final cost will be. Now, what we will do, and I give this promise, when we get into government, if we do, we will have a thoroughly transparent audit of the NBN so that people will understand precisely what it will cost and how long it will take to complete the project on the current plan and what the implications for in savings of time and cost would be of an alternative approach of the kind that I have described.
The opposition's communications spokesman Malcolm Turnbull speaking there with our chief political correspondent Sabra Lane.